Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Charlie Tuesday, everyone here on Locked On Auburn. Zach Blackerby, joined by the message board legend himself, Charlie Five. How you doing?
Good, man. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Former intern Jaws, Lance, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I talked about you on the show yesterday. Did you hear it?
What'd you say? I didn't
hear it. You got to go back and listen, man. I gave you props.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And I'm not hearing it.
Shout out. Yeah, it's like if you shout someone out and no one hears it, is it really a shout out? I don't know. I don't know. You got some love in the bunker for giving shout outs last week.
Oh, yeah. Fired up. Get the guys in the mix.
All right, so we're gonna rank our top five offensive coaching hires. We were going to do the whole thing. Tracy Rocker really messed that up. So we're like, let's just do offense. We'll do defense next week.
Yeah, we got to give that time to get healed back up.
But right. You okay with it? You okay? You going to miss Tracy?
Yes and no. Not really, but I like Auburn guy on the staff, but recruiting was not his favorite thing. And
sure.
To jump so fast, it kind of looks like maybe it was sort of like that was an option all along.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder. And there's been some reports that have come out, and I'm like, where'd this come from? And they never can, like, back it. I'm like, I'd love to know. I'd love to know what went on between Rocker and Harsin, but whatever. That's fine. All right, so number five. You want to go first?
Yeah,
so there's five. We're including Bobo in this. So there are five offensive coaches. We'll go from number five to number one. Jaws, you'll give us your thoughts after we rank these. But who is your number five?
First of all, you have to preface this. I have to preface this by saying that it's five coaches. So
right.
Ranking somebody number five does not necessarily mean I don't like the coach. It just means you had to put somebody in the number five spot.
Okay.
So with that being said, my number five is going to be Cadillac.
You put Cadillac at last?
Dead last.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
People love Cadillac.
That's going to rustle some folks. But he's been here for a little over a year now. He's got one commit tied to his name, and it's a good one, Tank Bigsby. But
he recruits other positions too, though.
Right, but you got one commit tied to your name.
Yeah. The Armani backing out really, really hurt his cred, in my opinion.
Big time, big time. And it's not like he went to a more stable situation either, and you don't even really have to get him to commit to you in December. Just, you know, maybe just get him not to sign, and then let the new staff come in and get him. So, you know, that hurt a little bit. You know, you got to give him some kind of responsibility for the running back room right now.
Yeah.
You got to be able to sell commits, and you got to be able to sell your guys too, especially when the new staff's here. And, you know, we're down to 1.5 running backs at the moment.
Are you saying Worm's a half of a running back?
Yeah, he's a small guy.
Okay. All right. All right.
He has potential, though, to be – he could possibly be number one on the list in the future. But just right now, still early.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. I can't believe you have him at number five. What do you think of him, like, putting Cadillac as the lowest-ranked offensive coach in his tier list?
I'm going to be honest. I did not know that he only had one commit to his name, and that makes perfect sense.
Well, he's only got one running back to his name. He's recruited other guys.
Yeah, but has he gotten commitments from other guys? Just he's because only, you recruit somebody doesn't mean they come to your school, right?
He's got one commit attached to his name.
Yeah, wild. See, I can understand putting him at last.
All right.
Just based off of that alone.
Well, I also have him at number five. I was just giving you a hard time.
Oh.
Oof. I'm right there with you, though. I'm right there with you. And you talked about this the second or third time that you came on the show, Charlie Five, but just talking about, you know, what else is he doing? What else is he adding to the offense? And I think he's going to be able to add more in this staff than in the previous coaching staff, just kind of the nature of the culture and all that. I think Harsin is going to be able to bring these offensive coaches into a room, or Bobo's going to bring these guys into a room and kind of lead the conversation and listen to what they have to say. I don't really know exactly how much of that was happening in the Malzahn era. So
right.
I think much like you said, this could go higher in the coming years.
Yeah, he had I think Brian said something in his press conference that one thing Cadillac said to him in his interview was something like, I'm super excited for a new start. In other words, you know, maybe I was handcuffed a little before, but I'm excited to be a part of something new, which that could have just been, you know, interview line. But,
right.
You know, it's going to be fun to see how he advances, but that's where I got him for right now.
All right, I'll go first for this next one. Well, whose did you like more, Jaws? That was a joke.
I kind of liked his better.
Okay, sweet. My number four is Will Friend, offensive line coach. We've talked about this before. Love his ability to recruit, but I'm skeptical as far as his ability to develop. You know, we talked about this with Tennessee. They had a really bad offensive line last year, but talent-wise, they had a bunch of studs. So that is something that I'm concerned about. I don't love the hire. It makes sense, though, when you look at what Auburn fans have been complaining about for the last several years. It's been, please, recruit 4- and 5-star tackles. Please. You can get the guards. You can get the occasional center, whatever. But bring in tackles. And Will Friend's been able to do that. So he is my number four.
I got him a little higher, but my number four is Brad Bedell.
Wow.
9 All-Mountain West players in 4 years, but he's still going to have to take some time to develop and plant roots and things like that. I got him at four. He could be a guy that's going to be maybe your future offensive line coach because, it seems like Friend's kind of gone with Bobo wherever he's been. So he could be a guy that – is learning the area, learning the position type deal, and just kind of move into the offensive line coach.
And Bedell coached O-line at Boise. He was also the run game coordinator under Harsin at Boise.
Yep.
And I have him ranked higher than that because I think he's going to have more of a role, not just tight ends, on this offense. I think he's going to be involved. Clearly, Harsin has a lot of respect for him.
Sure.
With him bringing him, hiring him more than one time, I think that says a whole lot of about what Harsin thinks of Bedell. So I've got him a little bit higher. But, okay, cool. Jaws, you lean one way or the other?
I like both of them. I can definitely see the upside in both of those guys. I would put Will Friend just a little bit higher because, in my opinion, our offensive line coaches have not been able to coach the talent that they've been able to bring in. To be able to bring in better talent, I feel like, is an upgrade if Will Friend still can't coach it. So I would put Will Friend just a little bit higher on that list.
Sure, absolutely. Guys, I think it's amazing that there is a place that exists on the internet where Auburn fans can buy vintage, premium, licensed, official gear for an affordable price and extremely comfortable and fashionable. And that exists. Where does that exist at?
I believe it would exist at Home Field Apparel.
HomeFieldApparel.com. You can use promo code Auburn, AUBURN, to get 20% off your first purchase at HomeFieldApparel.com. Really cool stuff. Really, really historic. And I'm not just saying this. It is the most comfortable gear that you will have in your Auburn repertoire of different game day outfits or anything like that. So hit that up. My wife loves it. She's stolen all of my shirts, so I need to order more because she has taken them all.
Time to reload.
Lock and load and do what we do. You know what I'm saying. HomeFieldApparel.com and use promo code Auburn. Also, Jaws, I hate this for you, but BetOnline.ag, of course, it is the best place to bet in the world. You bet the house on the Buffalo Bills this past weekend, and you have lost the house.
It didn't go so well.
Do you have a place to sleep? Are you okay?
Not currently, but we'll figure that out.
Okay. All right. Let me know. Give me a call if you need some help.
I got you.
All right. Sweet. But, yeah, of course, betonline.ag is the place to make all of your Super Bowl prop bets. I love Super Bowl prop bets. The Chiefs opened at, 3.5 points, I think.
They're currently at 3.
I'm taking the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks.
Money line.
I'm not betting against Tom Brady. That's all I'm saying.
I'm taking the Bills. Let's go.
Ride it.
Josh Allen's going to find a way.
Ride the train.
Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, number three. You drop your number three first.
I'm going to go with Will Friend as my number three.
Huge.
A little bit above Brad Bedell just because of the recruiting acumen that he has.
Yeah.
Instant credibility on the trail with an offensive lineman. He has an amazing commit list that's tied to his name.
Sure.
Even
throw at Oklahoma now.
Right. And the thing is, you can look at the 2022 class, and there's a lot of offensive linemen highly ranked that are talking already.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where we've been the weakest, and he fills that And like I said, you got to put him. That's why I put him just a little bit ahead of Brad Bedell.
So I haven't seen any talk about this, and maybe you guys have. Maybe it's been in the bunker. I've missed it. But with all the recruiting issues and reports coming out of Tennessee, is there any chance he gets caught in any of that?
Well, you got to think about this. He went through a background check to get hired at South Carolina.
Sure.
And Brian has not played games with his search process either.
That's a good point.
Auburn. Yeah. So he's been through two background checks. They've been very adamant on which coaches were the ones creating the committing the violations,
yeah.
And they've gotten rid of those immediately. And I mean, I haven't seen his name brought up.
I haven't either. And you know, people, you know, like Famel or whoever, they want to throw Auburn as under the bus as quick as possible. I'm just surprised we haven't seen that.
That's big too.
Attempted at all, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's been good to see, but that's something that's crossed my mind for sure. But yeah, it seems like he's been fine, because you're right. I mean, Harsin's not going to put up with that kind of stuff.
No.
That was my favorite thing about Gus, was you never had to worry about the NCAA coming to, you know, sniff around, see what Gus Malzahn was doing. I kind of get the same vibe for Harsin, which is a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. My number three is Brad Bedell. So we switch our 3 and 4, of course, tight ends coach. And largely due to what I was just saying, offensive line and running game coordinator experience, I think that's going to be valuable for this staff. And I think the pairing of those two guys will make a whole lot of sense. I'm curious to see how much crossover is there. But much like the running backs coach, he's going to have to do more than just coach tight ends,
right.
I think. So what all does that look like? He's obviously got experience in crafting game plans and, you know, breaking stuff down as far as, you know, being a running game coordinator and all that. So I'm excited to see what he does kind of behind the scenes as far as getting offensive game plans together.
Right. And, I mean, tight end in this offense is going to be a true 50-50. You're going to do a lot of work as an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do a lot of work as a receiver. So, you know, whenever they break out and they're doing the receiver drills, I'm sure they're going to be working with, you know, the receiver coach. I don't see Brad Bedell, a former NFL offensive lineman, working on,
right.
you know, go routes and posts and things like that. So,
no, sure.
He's going to be your fine-tuned blocking guy, just like Will Friend. I think that's going to be a really cool, really cool 1-2 punch kind of deal.
Right, right. Jaws, any thoughts?
Yeah, I like Friend at 3, because if you've got – Jack Bicknell was Auburn's offensive line coach last year, right?
Yep.
So if you've got Jack Bicknell
– Jack Bicknell Jr.
Jr., I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then, full names here, please.
And then you've got Will Friend. Both of them, let's just say hypothetically, they both can't coach, but one of them can recruit better. I'm going to take the guy that can recruit better, because he's just bringing in better talent. Now, again, we haven't seen Friend actually coach at Auburn, so I'd
right.
like to be optimistic and say that he can actually coach these players that he brings in. But I would much rather have the better recruiter than the guy who can't recruit and coach the defensive tackles that he has playing on his offensive line.
I mean, you've got to trust the guy whose last name is Friend.
Right, right.
Yeah. that hit hard.
yeah. All right, so we've mentioned the same guys just in different orders. Yeah. My number two is Cornelius Williams, wide receivers coach. I think, yeah, is that what you put?
Cheated. Yep.
Is that what you put? Yeah. All right. So I wonder what your number one is. you can kind of follow up on all this, but I think Noah's asking, why can't we be friends? We are friends. We're all friends here on Locked On Auburn. But Cornelius Williams, I mean, every guy that has been affiliated with him, whether, you know, a previous player or, you know, another coach in the Sun Belt. I mean, all of these guys have been like, yeah, this is a great hire. This makes a whole lot of sense. And his resume looks good as far as, you know, all SEC guys and receivers making it and all Sun Belt guys, you know, making lists of the receiver position at Troy and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I think it makes sense.
Sure. My big thing about C. Will is instant Birmingham credibility.
Yeah.
He was a absolute stud at Hoover. He's got name recognition in Birmingham. He was part of 4 state championships. When he walks into a high school in Birmingham where we traditionally get stroked in recruiting,
right?
With an AU on his chest, it hits harder. It brings a whole lot more weight behind it. And everything I've heard is, you know, he's gonna be our next ace recruiter. He's very loyal guy. He stayed at Troy through a coaching change, and Neil Brown offered him to go to West Virginia. So he's a loyal guy. I think he's kind of dreamed about coaching at Auburn or coaching at a bigger school in Alabama. So he's a guy that I think is just going to be – he's just going to blossom. He's going to be a big factor on the trail, especially in Birmingham.
I'll let you lead the way with our number one guy.
Surprisingly, we got Mr. Bobo.
That's
number
correct.
One.
Yep. Michael Bobo.
Michael Bobo. Friends call him Mike.
Yeah. Can I call you Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolute boss recruiter.
Right.
His list is just you gotta wear sunglasses. It'll just
bright.
The stars will just burn your eyes out.
Right.
Excuse me.
You all right? You okay? Charlie Five is he's so excited about Mike Bobo, he's gotta collect himself.
I'm getting choked up just thinking about it.
You okay?
I'm good.
All right.
So you know, a lot
did you feel so good about the sunglasses thing where you're like, yes, and then you had to, you know, collect yourself?
I was ready to just drop the sunglasses line I've been working on and got choked up on it.
That's okay. It's okay.
big thing about Bobo I want to talk about.
Okay.
Auburn has had two seasons ever where we've had a passer over passed for over 3,000 yards. Mike Bobo has had 8 of the last 10 seasons where he's passed for over 3,000 yards.
That's wild.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent.
Way to go, Jaws.
Cam only threw for 2,800 yards, and we think that's just that he had like the most amazing season. Now, he did rush for over 1,000, but still, he is a –
I mean, was Cam Newton really that good?
Yeah.
Was he? I mean, he was our
coach. Sean White. I mean, they are better quarterbacks.
Right.
True quarterbacks. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
No, but we worry about his offense being – the book being out on it, it being kind of old school. The guy throws the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He's going to throw – we're going to throw for, 3,500 yards a season. That seems to be kind of his average. And, mm-hmm. 22-plus touchdowns. That's the kind of – that's just what kind of offense we're looking at. And that's exciting to me. QB whisperer, QB recruiter, just super fired up about him.
How hands-off of the offense do you think Harsin's going to be with Bobo? Like, I mean, is it going to be Bobo kind of schooling Bo Nix? And then Harsin just kind of chimes in when he needs to, or do you think it's going to be kind of they're both kind of take turns? Like maybe he'll focus on Nix one day, and then Bobo will kind of go and work with running backs or receivers another day, and Harsin will step in more. What do you think that balance is going to look like?
I think they're just so alike. They have so much in common.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of – I mean, it's going to be a collaborative effort, but I don't necessarily know exactly how much they're going to disagree.
Right.
I think Bobo's going to have the full reins, and – you know, Harsin will step in where, you know, he wants to, where he sees fit. But they're just so identical as far as mindset goes on what they want out of this offense that I think Bobo's going to have full control.
Jaws, before we move on, thoughts in general on our list?
I think it's a pretty good list. I like his a little bit better simply because I like Friend higher on the list.
Sure.
I think the top two, y'all both nailed it. I think Williams and Bobo are both great hires.
Would your list have been the same as Charlie Five's?
I think so.
Yeah.
First list winner.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. You're one and oh.
One and
oh. List episodes. Congratulations.
It's a big day.
Do you want to thank anyone?
I want to thank myself for being a legend.
Right.
I love putting that. Lists together.
Jaws,
I'm undefeated.
Jaws, you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Today's show brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. It truly is the easiest place to buy parts for your car, truck, or SUV. Chainsaws, they have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everyone, and they're all reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, kind of like what airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everyone and does not require membership or account logins. And, of course, the website at RockAuto.com, very easy to use, and the prices are always reliably low. So, why spend twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. Write Locked On Auburn in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. That's at rockauto.com. All right, Charlie Five, a few more minutes. You want to give some shout-outs or anything the catchy that you saw this week?
Yeah, there's a couple of good posts that I want to share. The bunker can sometimes be dry on family-friendly humor.
Okay.
So there was some good ones, though. During the South Carolina game, when we were just absolutely
– it was ugly.
Pouring it on.
Right.
J-Bell 57.
Okay. Shout-out to J-Bell 57.
Shout-out J-Bell. Comes out with – could South Carolina fans hate us anymore at this point?
We've taken a lot from them, for sure. I'm sure Boise State hates us, too.
Yeah, probably.
We needed this one, though. We hadn't won in that arena since 2014, I think.
Yeah.
Under
Frank Martin? Bruce Pearl.
That was Tony Barbie.
Tony, wow.
Really?
Last win, I believe.
What an era.
Yeah.
Dang. What an era. Greatness. About time Bruce Pearl started stepping it up.
Come on,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Time to follow in the big footsteps. Go in there and yeah. take down the mighty Gamecocks.
Uh-huh. All right. What else did you see?
So this one's kind of long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but give you the gist of it. So Wolfman Cometh was very concerned that there hasn't been a lot of reports about Bo Nix talking and getting along with Harsin and Uh-oh. Bobo and blah 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 blah, just whole paragraph.
Sure, he's worried about it.
And then Cook,
Wolfman Cometh.
Uh-huh. And then Cook Ed W.
Okay,
comes back with, imagine thinking I'm really going to hit submit with this post. That was good stuff.
Yeah, that's
good
funny
stuff, Cook.
That's funny. Do you know Cook? Are y'all boys? Are y'all bunker bros?
We're bunker bros.
Okay.
He's actually my neighbor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and then this is the last one. Lieutenant Pete Mitchell during no idea the context of that. I got to do a little background on that. But anyway, uh-huh. he says, Sharif Cooper is the best passer I've ever seen at AU. And then blah, 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 says a few things. And then AU GNC engineer says, you should have seen me at the rec center. They used to call me Chef Coin because I was cooking up the dimes. That was good stuff.
That's awesome.
You know, word on the street is Bo Nix is transferring to Indiana, actually.
That's not true. Don't say that.
Let's
stop
that. Let's start a rumor.
Nope. Don't do that. Let's don't do that at all. Now, the first time we set up to do after the game on ESPN 106.7, we did it. We do the show live from Taziki's on South College Street.
Right.
And we're, like, setting up, and Bo Nix, like, walks in, and he starts, like, waiting on his takeout order. And Jaws wanted to go over there so bad and be like, so where are you planning on playing next year? Like, Jaws, no.
Yeah.
I can't take him anywhere.
We love Bo Nix, though. I hope he stays.
Yeah. This isn't a Bo Nix podcast, but we like Bo Nix a lot.
We do like Bo Nix. We stand Bo Nix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan of Bo.
Yeah. This is a Brandon Council podcast. Who else did we add? Babatunde Akinbola.
It was Akinbola, and then there was one other guy that we had talked about recently adding. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah,
pretty sure it's been an Eli Stove podcast as well.
Kobe Hudson has been like a figure, but we've never said it's a Kobe Hudson podcast. We just like to say that he's a very natural wide receiver.
I love Kobe Hudson with everything inside of me.
Big fan.
I love him. Love him.
He's a baller.
For sure.
Good name.
That is it. He has a great name. Like a perfect name. He kind of looks like Ricardo Lewis to me, especially wearing number 5. I like him a lot.
I hope he's better than Ricardo Lewis.
Well,
he's more natural.
There's no question. There's no question.
Both played quarterback.
His catch rate is significantly better already.
Sure.
So, cool. All right. Where can people find you lurking from time to time?
Sure. You can find me on AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, 247 Sports, Body Get Aboard, Auburn 247 Sports, and on Twitter at @the_Charlie_5.
Yep, that's where legends are made and found and all that good stuff. Jaws, where can people find you, buddy?
They can follow me on Twitter at @internjaws.
That gets me every time.
Every time.
You can follow me on Twitter at @zblack. Read the show on Twitter at @LockedOnAuburn and on Instagram at @AuburnPodcast. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.